One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, hour two. Now listen carefully, friends. Leviticus 26:13. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. But if you will not listen to me and will not do all the things that I command you, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do them, and my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. All right, let's get back to Obama and his violations towards the American people. Oh, by the way, did you hear this today? And it's really important that we let the people know as to what's going on right now through this administration, yeah, especially right now. But Obama is telling kids, blank your parents. Yeah. Did you know this?
Yeah.
This is incredible. Well, of course, Mao Zedong, for those that didn't know, a little history. Mao Zedong, what he did is he uprooted the capitalists with the younger kids. He got rid of the older generation by bringing forth in the newer generation. He would indoctrinate them to overthrow the older, throw off the old, to divide the parents against the children.
Here's the crazy.
Hitler did the same thing. Stalin did the same thing. Mussolini did the same thing. Go ahead.
Here's the crazy part. Those children that were used to throw off the old system were the children of the parents who were the old system.
Yes.
It was their very own children.
Yeah, that they didn't take responsibility to raise up, to show them what heresy was,
and just
tyranny was.
Go ahead. Just imagine now. We have in America something that Mao didn't have, something that Stalin didn't have, at least in the strength that we have it. We have a public school system.
Yeah.
It's teaching our kids to do the identical thing that they did. How much quicker can it happen unless we intervene and realize, hey, hold on a second, these are my kids.
Yep.
And instead of complaining about what my kids are being taught in my school, maybe I should actually do something about what they're being taught.
Almost every meeting we do, someone will say, look what they're doing to our kids. And I have to stop and I say, no, ma'am, it's not look what they're doing to your kids. Look what they're doing to your kids because you're not.
That's right.
That's what it comes down to. You have to take responsibility. Another thing, isn't it interesting that food stamp growth is 75 times greater than any job creation in America?
Let's talk about that stat.
What are they talking about? Oh, of course!
The tenth of a percent in unemployment.
75 times more food stamps going out to the American people. Dependents, and they're not American people, by the way.
That's
and I'm
true.
Not saying in every given situation, but everybody looks for a handout. And this
Good
country,
point.
For some reason, feels that somebody owes them something.
That's right.
I want to tell you something. Nobody owes you anything.
Hey, I can attest to that. When somebody from the welfare office, because we have employees, so we get correspondence from the welfare office. When I get a letter from them, it's a big pink piece of paper. There's about 9 languages. And they all say one sentence in 9 different languages. Down at the very bottom, is English.
I was just going to say that. Isn't that crazy?
From the welfare office. Now, I get a lot of correspondence from a lot of things and people and agencies all over the country.
So it sounds like they're drawing people into our country, huh?
Seemed like that to me. Why do we need 9 languages of different countries?
I don't know. But, Jake, for you to say something like that must mean that you're discriminating.
I'm racist.
Yeah. Here, read that guy.
Yes.
He wrote a letter this morning. The guy walked up to me right after this meeting in Battle Creek, Michigan. We're broadcasting live out of Michigan right now. And in saying that, he came up to me and he articulated something so well. I said, you have to write that down. And it has everything to do with what's going on in your country right now. He's 75 or 6 years old, and he said, someone told me this when he was 6 years old.
Yep. This is Bill in Michigan. So, Bill, if you're listening, here we go. As a child living in Chicago, my cousin and I asked my grandfather why there are so many kinds of people. He sat me down at the kitchen table and said, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to remember it all of your life. No matter how you look at it, there are only 2 kinds of people. If you look at it in physically, the 2 kinds are male and female. Morally, the 2 kinds are good and evil.
That's right.
In society, as we live with each other, the 2 kinds are producers and parasites. They come in all sizes, shapes, and colors.
That's right.
But you can boil them all down to one or two.
Yeah.
One or two or the other. Now, I was just thinking about this
as
I was reading it. He says, if you look at it physically, there's 2 kinds, male and female. What do these lunatic criminals want to do? Blur the line between male and female.
Sure.
You can be whatever you want. You can be whatever you feel like. Maybe you're both.
You don't have the right to do that, friends.
Morality. 2 kinds, good and evil. Don't they take what is good and try to make it evil? And take what's evil and try to make it good?
Yeah.
As they try to swipe the authority and the force behind law to make you believe it.
They don't have the right to do that.
And they can't. You know, fundamentally, you really can't.
Yeah. Friends, just think about this. Stay on there.
Yep.
Stay on this little bunny trail with me. You don't have the right to break the law, friends.
No.
And neither does government.
That's right.
They're to enforce law,
and where
not to break law.
And where the government fails, the people pick it up. And where the people fail, God will pick it up.
Another point, and this is, I love this train of thought. A Christian college freshman told his aunt that you cannot legislate morality.
Mm-hmm. So
someone said this to Jake today at one of these meetings, and I said, well, why don't you go tell that Mr. Wise guy who professes his Christianity.
Goes to a Christian college.
Yeah, tell him it's not government's job to legislate morality.
Right.
Why don't you go tell him to go kill someone then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you go tell him to lie somebody then? Why don't you go out there and tell him to go ahead and steal something from somebody? How far is that going to get him? No, as a matter of fact, why don't you go tell that little professed Christian to go on a 30 mile per hour zone, and just go 55. And when the cop pulls him over, just say that it's not your job to legislate morality.
Right. Don't judge.
Yes, it is. That is the whole purpose, friends.
Law reflects a moral standard.
Look at how stupid these generations are that are coming up.
Yep.
Wow. I knew that as a little kid what was right and what was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You just knew because you have conscience with knowledge.
That's right.
And you know by God and the conviction of the Holy Ghost what is right and what is wrong. Yeah.
And
unless you sear your conscience.
Exactly.
Yeah?
That's what the purpose of these education systems do. Even Christian. This kid was in Christian college.
Yeah.
Why do we have this mentality? Thou shalt not judge.
Yeah, let's come back to that, because this Christian college that we're talking about also kicks out organizations that come in to protect life.
Yeah, pro-life booths.
Boy, have they left the foundations.
You can't bring a booth to talk about pro-life.
The Constitution. You've got to be kidding me.
And
folks,
why?
We're going to come back right after this break. We're going to get over onto Pelosi for a second and show you her corruptions. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live out of Michigan. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
LiveNation.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Oh, it only gets better. It always does.
It gets
Sons
better.
Of Liberty, man. Friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a friend of mine, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you would like to check us out on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty.
That's perfect. The Sons of Liberty. You'll see the patriotic character there that you see on our website.
Okay, let's get back to
let's get to business.
This upright administration. Pelosi plots against Alan West during fundraiser with Islamists.
That's very smart.
Of course. Yes, yes.
So here you have Alan West, who is a military general, or excuse me, a colonel.
In the sight of the American people, he's a total hero. Yep.
Completely hero. Upright guy.
Yep.
Walks in morality and truth.
Met him. Says it the way it is. Black and white, no gray.
Pelosi, on the other hand, is, what's her service, Ben?
She's the lady that said, just go ahead and pass Obamacare, and then we'll read it after it's passed.
And pass it on the blood of men. Like that, sir.
Even though it's unconstitutional, yeah. Just keep in mind the men and women in service and those in your family that have served in our military, they fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution of the United States that she's willing to desecrate. No, this is going to infuriate quite a few people out there, I can rest assured. During one of history's most important presidential campaigns, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, you know, the lady that says, the word.
Oh, the word.
Oh, the word.
Oh, the word.
Doesn't it just sound beautiful, the word?
And you know what word
that's all we need to do is ask Nancy, what does the word say? The word.
The word. It says the word.
The word.
No, it's...
Doesn't it just sound beautiful, the word?
The word. Who needs this?
Yeah. But again, to America's shame, they tolerate her desecrating the sacrifice of our men.
Yep.
I go on. Nancy Pelosi... appears to many observers to be uncharacteristically quiet. However, many believe she's merely allowing the dust to settle after the blogosphere discovered her campaign fundraiser with whom many describe as unsavory characters, according to an investigative Project on Terrorism report on Friday. Interesting. You mean like Obama giving $1.5 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood? Radical Islam?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were our enemy.
And Pelosi would hold him in check, of course, as a member of Congress.
I would think so. Yeah. Besides raising money during her secretive fundraiser, Pelosi pitched and plotted the downfall of former United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Allen West, a United States congressman from Florida, and other Republicans with the support of, listen carefully, friends, Islamists. Did you hear what I said? Islamists.
Very one.
Your enemies, friends. She is on the side of your enemies, plotting the downfall of an American hero named Lieutenant Colonel Allen West, who serves in your government. Mm-hmm. What else do you need, America? That is the definition of treason. That is treason. Democratic leader Rep. Nancy Pelosi proudly headlined the high-dollar but secret campaign fundraiser last May that was attended by Islamist groups and individuals linked by the United States government to the Hamas Jihad group and to the Egypt-based Muslim Brotherhood movement. I don't need to say anything else.
You don't, and there's no craftiness.
Pictures here right in front of me right now of her and Islamist terrorists that are your known enemies, friends. These are the people over the last 10 years that had supposedly been at war with you, that supposedly dropped the two towers on September 11th. For some reason, those in this administration, they're friends with them guys.
Yeah. The Colonel West risked his life protecting us from. And now
she's also going after Michelle Bachmann, too.
Yeah,
guys, when are you going to stand up and do your job and protect the women?
It's time. People that like to play in the darkness, they want to go after the guy who keeps turning the lights on, or the girl in this particular case.
Sure.
And that's exactly right. The guys need to stand up for their women. That's the man's job. We've been through countless tea parties, and that is one of the messages. Hello, men. The ladies are there doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And the men are where? But when the men step up to the plate, like Colonel West does, of course they're going to get attacked.
Yeah.
And when they get attacked, guess what? That only strengthens them, and it brings their numbers together, and we eventually win. But the key is here is standing, because when you stand and you're persecuted, you get from heaven what's needed.
According to this investigation, Director Steve Emerson, the invitation-only fundraiser was supported and sponsored by Reps Keith Ellison from Minnesota. Did you hear that? All you libs in Minnesota that think Keith is your buddy?
Mm-hmm. He loves America.
He loves Betty Boop. Oh, she is a dish. What Betty Boop.
Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see?
Sure.
I love America.
Yeah, I love America,
I love
too.
I love America.
Yes, America, yes.
America
is
so good.
Betty Boop.
Yes, Betty Boop.
She is quite a dish.
Have my friends come from Islam. They come into our country, and then they do what they want to do.
Well, sure, and they'll come in the guise of your friend. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, the writing's all over the wall.
Yep.
It's right in it. The Trojan horse is here and they are out.
And why do
and
we
you know who they are?
Why do we need enemies when people like Pelosi's of the world and all of those that run together with her, the lady who's the brains in the White House, what's her name again? The Iranian lady.
Yeah, Valerie Jarrett.
Why do we even need
when you
enemies?
Said brains, I was going to say, you're not talking about Nancy Pelosi, are you?
The word.
Isn't it just beautiful when I say the word? A burnt hippie. She's burnt out from LSD. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding you. Godlessness, unrighteousness, criminal mentality. Mm-hmm. And the American people have it right in front of their face, man.
Yep, they sure do. You know, this is something that we saw yesterday. I saw Mr. McCain on Fox, I believe it was.
They call him Songbird McCain.
Songbird McCain. He's just furious about Benghazi.
He sure is.
Props to Fox. They're the only ones covering
this. They are.
Benghazi.
And you know what? To their credit, I will high-five Fox right now.
They're not
letting
it fall.
They're doing a great job, yes.
You know, and so as McCain's on it, I think he's talking to O'Reilly.
Can I interject something before you get going on this one?
Yep.
Interestingly, friends, that they just found out the other day that Stevens, the ambassador, you know, one of the fallen heroes over there, he was actually running guns to Al-Qaeda for this administration.
Yep.
In other words, Fast and Furious wasn't just over. You got to remember what I'm talking about. Whatever this guy says, white, look black. Mm-hmm. Whenever he says black, look white. Yep. If he says look north, look south. Mm-hmm. Because while Fast and Furious was going on and Eric Holder was being held in contempt, the Attorney General of the Department of Injustice in America, they were doing it overseas in Libya.
And Obama appointed ambassador was running guns in Libya.
Something went wrong.
Yes.
Something went wrong, and they had to say goodbye to Chris. Maybe he knew too much.
Which is why
he was sodomized before he was killed by the radical Islamists in Libya.
But not before they killed four individuals.
Now, the two SEALs, I have a serious problem with those.
Yes. And one of the particular SEALs' father is an attorney. I want you to listen, folks, because we were talking this morning at one of the meetings that we're at, Bradley, how people don't just call murder for what it is. And we were talking at this topic about the abortion issue. This is what one of the men said.
You're talking about what now?
I was talking about the fact that we
need to call... What are you talking about, Benghazi?
Yep, Benghazi.
Okay, good.
Because we need to call...
Oh, hey, where's the state-run media, Jake?
Call it what it is. I was going to say
that. That's right. Where's the state-run media?
Friends, they're talking about the hurricane and the growth in the economy.
And Obama and Fatty out on the East Coast
hugging people. So while they're doing that, Charles Woods, the father of slain Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, said this. This was his quote, and we're talking about calling it for
what
it is.
I wonder if you heard this on the state-run media. Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
But he's willing to call it what it is. Listen,
sure.
McCain got on there and he said, I am so angry right now about Benghazi. Hey, you know, maybe he is, maybe he isn't.
You're so angry, you've been there for, 150 years, McCain?
Pretty
close. You've done nothing to stop this tyranny.
Now, he did stretch some things out on his face, so it looks like. But anyways, the point is he has said not a word. And he's furious.
He doesn't look like an old wrinkly dog?
No.
Okay,
I got to visit that.
He doesn't look like a wrinkly dog.
But he doesn't show any emotion.
None.
Nothing on the camera. He's actually at one point smiling during one of these.
Yeah.
Now, let me just move from there.
I'm Mr. Mom. Monotone, and you can just tell by looking at me right now, I'm just infuriated.
I think Obama is either incompetent or maybe he deliberately
He knows what he does.
Yeah. Are you,
he does.
Are you furious at a 2-year-old who spills something on the carpet? Yes. But you know they're a 2-year-old. Listen, Obama is not a 2-year-old. He either knows exactly what he's doing.
Do you think?
Or there's
he's
no
sponsoring Ramadan inside of the White House, friends, protecting people that are known terrorists to this country, funneling $1.5 billion to the enemies of this country. Do you think he knows what he's doing?
And if you know that he knows, are you going to stay on TV and just talk like this? This is what Charles Wood said.
I'll tell you what happens after that, Jake. He goes out and attacks people for everything that he's guilty of.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's the way you try to put that cloak over the top.
Sure.
But again, when you walk in truth, you have nothing to be attacked for.
Well, these are the people that said they will get the American people to believe that snow is black.
Yep.
They said it. I didn't. Is it working, America? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, I'm up on it right now. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, so I accept your apology for cutting me off.
I apologize for that.
Anyways, let's get back to what you were talking about.
That's awesome. Charles Woods, the father of slain Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, argues the White House should have made an effort to save the Americans under attack in Benghazi. Of course they should have. He's the commander-in-chief. Mm-hmm. He was the one who could have released the forces to protect his son. But his son, on the other hand, in his bravery and valor, because he is what America is made out of, stood in the line of fire to protect and gave his own life for it. This is a quote from that father. Speaking of calling it what it is, and speaking of how we talked about McCain, who was so furious but showed no emotion whatsoever when berating the president and left thousands of loopholes for the president to walk through ignorance. I'm a retired attorney, said Charles Woods, father of Tyrone Woods, and I know that these actions legally do not constitute murder. But in my mind, the people in the White House, all of them, who have authority to send in reinforcements to prevent what they knew was going to be the death of my son, are guilty of murdering my son. Now, that's an absolute statement. I didn't hear him mincing words.
No.
He knew because it was his son.
Yeah.
So that shows how much those that let these guys get off the hook, how much do they really care about the blood?
How much do they care? He's out there trying to reelect himself. The audacity of attempting to reelect himself in the face of the people that he's been assaulting for 4 years, and he stonewalls the questions.
Yep.
He's just not answering questions for us. In other words, what he's saying is, I don't owe you an answer.
That's right.
That's exactly what he's saying.
And all of his media buddies, he does the same thing to.
These media buddies, they have got to be the biggest fools known to mankind. Yeah. What, are they on a different boat than we are?
Yeah, exactly.
What, do you think if they use you useful idiots, they won't take you out on that length in judgment? Of course they will. You're just the useful idiot. Apparently, you idiots in the press that are being used by your puppet masters, your pimps, for a better way of saying it, don't you realize that you're only being used, and so are they?
That's right.
Yeah.
Patricia Smith, who is the mother of another one of the gentlemen that was killed, Sean Smith, from the State Department, said, quote, "I believe that Obama murdered my son," she told UT in San Diego from the living room of her Claremont home.
Who would know better than the ones that have actually suffered the violence?
And then to reiterate it, this was no mincing words. She said, "I firmly believe this."
Yeah.
With the evidence that's out there, folks, there is no dispute.
Well, even military insiders are coming out right now and saying these agencies watched it live.
Yep.
Because they had two drones flying over the top of the consulate.
And they could have released people in, and they didn't. And just like you said, it's almost like
there was a cop, by the way, there was a cop, too, that was actually walking around the consulate filming. Mm-hmm. And people thought that was rather ironic. A little weird. No, it sounds like someone is setting stage for something, huh?
Yep.
And all of the people that are responsible for the murder of those four men have been released.
Mm-hmm. What's
you
that
heard
say
me
about
right.
Foreign policy?
Did you hear about that through ABC, CBS, MSNBC, NBC?
Nope.
Did you hear that through the state-run media?
No
friends?
Resolve.
Nope. Just these are the people that are going bankrupt, but for some reason they're still there.
Yeah.
Where do you think they got that money from?
Maybe could it be influence from outside of this country? Because nobody who's actually American would try
to
destroy this country like
I'm
that.
I'm going to get to that in a minute. But before I do, good. You just jumped over there. But before I do, I just want to let the American people know that a North Carolina man claims to have voted multiple times at multiple places for Barack Obama. Oh, one side note to that. Folks, for those that didn't know, the Texas AG said that if the monitors from the UN come in within 100 feet of the polling, he said they will be arrested. So Iowa picks up the same mentality and says, you're not welcome here. If you come here, you will be arrested.
The Secretary of State, the paper pusher of Iowa.
Why would you have a foreign power come in here? Because in essence, what they're saying to you, friends, is you can't govern yourselves. But the question I have for you is then, who does Obama work for? You or the UN?
And
if you don't know anything about Obama, he was the guy that was over in Europe calling for a new world order before he was president.
On his apology tour, of course, apologizing away
for
the sovereignty of America.
Yes.
This Secretary of State in Iowa said if they even show up 300 feet from the polling station,
they're not welcome.
They're violating the statute.
They are. They are.
Why are they even in this country?
That's the point. That is the point. Now, let me go back to this. A North Carolina man claims to have voted multiple times at multiple places for Barack Hussein Obama. Barracuda Brigade reported Friday. According to the blog post, Jim Turner wrote on Facebook that he had voted at least four times in four different precincts and intends to vote a fifth time at his home precinct in Pine Knoll Shores. He goes on, I voted once in Beaufort, once in Henderson, twice in Emerald Island, and will vote in my precinct in PKS. He reportedly wrote a friend's Facebook page, I will do whatever it takes to save our country from the world envisioned by Mitt and his fear-mongering followers, he added. Folks, this is how dummied down these people are. The post was removed after being discovered, but a screenshot of the post can be seen at the Barracuda Brigade. Good for you guys.
No one else but somebody, a useful idiot like this, that would follow this administration would be so stupid as to post their crime on Facebook. But folks, just so everybody knows, all the crimes of this administration are right out in the open
and
they continue to
ignore. That's what the Sons of Liberty did, friends.
Exactly.
They awakened the colonies.
Yep.
They wanted to let the people know what was going on with the British. This is what the Black Regiment did. This is what the church's job and responsibility is. And the Black Regiment are the true heroes because they were the preachers that obeyed God.
Right.
And they were called the Black Regiment by King Tyrant George.
Okay.
And he called them the Black Regiment because he feared them more than anybody else.
It's dangerous and designed. Men.
Yes.
Seditious. Now, it's too bad that, what was the guy's name?
Oh, man, we should just go along with this, man. I mean, Obama's sparing the country. I mean,
he killed bin Laden.
Yeah, yeah. You know, isn't it interesting? One of the things that I brought up today, too, isn't it interesting they keep talking about the economy? By the way, both of them are doing it, Obama and Romney.
Sure.
They're both doing it. But when is it government's job to actually produce jobs, friends?
Mm-hmm.
It's not their job to do that, but what are they talking about? How come they're not talking about the moral issues of the day? How come they're not talking about the social issues that the American people care about? Mm-hmm. How come they're not talking about the things that really matter to you, America?
How come they're not talking
about... Who do they
about...
work for? You got to ask yourself that question. Yeah. And I can give you another hint with Romney, too, friends. Folks, listen carefully. Romney, Obama. Romney, Obama. Romney, Obama. What's the difference in their records?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Oh, those records. Those stubborn records.
I'm just asking.
They just don't change.
Don't get mad at me. Hey, tell the truth and shame the devil. Mm-hmm. Because once, if there's a shift coming up here in just 4 days, 3 days, I rest assured, and you can rest assured, that once we get rolling again, if Romney's put into position, keep in mind who endorsed his position to become the president of the United States. The same people that you are complaining about 24/7, the establishment.
Yep.
Who endorsed Romney? The establishment.
Sure.
People are sick and tired of this catch-22 that they're involved with right now. Well, Romney's our only choice. Well, folks, you know what? You have to do what you have to do before God. But I can rest assured that if you get Romney into position and you go back to sleep, you're going to get more of the same. Rest assured.
Yep.
And once this gets going, January 1st, we're going to be doing the same thing,
That's right.
different direction.
That's right.
Different administration.
And worse yet, if you do fall asleep, imagine what you have right now in Obama. Take that and put that on steroids, because that will be the next candidate the Democrats fling forward and ram down the throats of the American
You've already public. Seen Romney secretly endorse Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. We talked about that about 3 weeks ago. You also know that he's anti-gun. But NRA got behind him and said, hey, man, he's a gunner, probably because of Ryan.
Yeah.
So I don't know enough about Ryan to know. And he might be some little kid wet behind the ears that they want to just raise up into their own image. We'll see what happens there. But the bottom line is when you look at it line upon line in parallel, it's really scary stuff, friends.
Well, and I think the point is, and some people make the argument, well, Romney will appoint better judges, more conservative judges.
Really?
But don't forget about Roberts. But the bigger picture of this is...
Who appointed that guy anyways, Jack?
Why are we even looking for a president to be our savior in the first place? If
Thank
we
you.
Already have the equipping, if we already have the tools and the knowledge, this is our country. Ryan, Romney, Obama, the devil himself. If Christ is our king, and we let that come through our conduct in our society, local government, starting local government, state government, it will trickle into federal government. We won't have the issues that we're having right now. The problem is we want to be apathetic. Well, I'm not apathetic.
I want to watch my football game, Jake, or my basketball game.
So Romney will take care of it while I watch my basketball
game.
Right. That is apathy. You can't put your trust in man.
You're shifting burden that belongs to you onto another man. It's not his job. It's your purpose. This is your government, America.
And in that case, that's how a tyrant is born, too, by the way, when you're apathetic and you let another man fix the problem, because
I wouldn't want him to fix the problem.
Tyrant.
He's a part of the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about, when you bring up the debates, they're not talking about how they're going to shrink government.
No. Nope.
They're not talking about how they're going to downsize government.
Nope.
They're not talking about how the government is now going to stay out of your life. You just have a new Republican plan that's a little bit less invasive. But at the same time, it doesn't repeal anything. What it does repeal, it wants to replace.
And that's what they're saying. They're not saying anything about repealing. You're speaking of Obamacare. Yeah. It doesn't say anything about repealing Obamacare. He's just saying, let's replace it. Mm-hmm. Folks, he already told on himself.
Yep.
He is the author of Obamacare, friends.
And that's the problem with power.
How come you don't hear Obama talking about that? Isn't that interesting? How come you don't hear Romney going after the administration for Benghazi?
Yep. Or Fast
Why?
And Furious.
Why? Or
scandal.
Homosexual marriage.
That's right.
Why? Or against abortion, friends.
They
Why?
Don't ever want to be called out for
You know
their
what?
Schemes.
If I was running for the president of the United States, I would zero in on his crimes against the people.
Yep.
And I would have a for sure shoo-in, unless you had criminals agreeing with the crimes committed by that criminal administration. That's a different issue. But the bottom line is how come they're not? Romney's got an open scope.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that target is as big as it gets, yet he's not doing any of that.
Yep. Instead of sitting back and not looking like a bad guy or an aggressive person, which is what his tactics
which
are
Which leadership
right now,
is, by very nature, is aggression.
Yep.
Yes.
Instead of doing that, he could win and we could have so much further. We're settling, folks. Don't settle. We
That's
don't
right.
need to settle in America.
Yeah.
God has given his son.
You brought up something, and I want the people to hear this loud and clear. There's a reporter, her name is Amber Lyon. She's a former CNN reporter. And when we come back after this break, I'm going to bring some stuff to you Now, folks, I think it really is. I know that you've heard a lot on this show, but I really think this is going to set you down for a minute and really think about what's going on in your country. But this internal fortitude brought by Amber Lyon is so awesome. Well, I'll tell you when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spanier, the former president of Penn State University, is expected to be charged in connection with the Jerry Sandusky, who's facing 30 to 60 yep. years for homosexual crimes against kids,
Amen.
Pedophilia.
Amen.
Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Those guys out there have been relentless in this investigation,
Amen.
And good for you guys
yes.
out there. Sources who requested anonymity indicated that Pennsylvania Attorney General Linda Kelly, good for you, man, would announce that Spanier, who has stepped down as president, will be charged with perjury and obstruction of justice. And friends, just an update to that, they just found out that he's got ties to Boys Town. Mm-hmm. In Nebraska.
And security clearances.
What was going on back in the 90s. And keep in mind, there was an attorney general that began to open the investigation up. And for some reason, friends, he just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Just disappeared. His car was found. His computer was found. But he was not found.
And his computer was found without the memory.
So it's a lot bigger than you might think it is, folks. It's very well organized.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? God is very faithful to uncover these
Amen.
Criminals. And we need to deal with them
Amen.
As it arises. Amber Lyon, former CNN reporter, just came out, friends. I hope this isn't new news to you. But she came out and she said that CNN is paid by the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content on his administration. Now, if you remember right, it wasn't too long ago that a high five to those that are at New York Times that had the, again, internal fortitude to stand up and say, you know, everything that comes out to the state-run media is first vetted by Obama's administration.
That's right.
I'm saying it slow so it sinks in.
Mm-hmm.
Amber Lyon, former award-winning reporter for CNN, also said, I saw firsthand that these regime claims were lies, and I couldn't believe CNN was making me put what I knew to be government lies into my reporting. Just slow down. The Amber Lyon story is just the latest in a series of articles that expose the total Joseph Goebbels-like censorship rampant in mainstream media today. How real is it, folks? Are they talking about Benghazi? No! It's controlled. It's all bought and paid for. I go on. Additionally, CNN and CNN International are also paid by foreign governments. Listen carefully. Additionally, CNN and CNN International are also paid by foreign governments to avoid stories that are damaging and construct narratives that show them in a better, albeit false, light. Amber Lyon is a three-time Emmy-winning investigative journalist and photographer, and she is saying and accusing CNN of being fake news. Folks, created stories.
That's right.
Back in March 2011, CNN sent a fourth-person team to Bahrain to cover the Arab Spring. Once there, the crew was the subject of extreme intimidation, amongst other things, but they were able to record some of the fantastic footage. In the segment, Lyon interviewed activists as they explicitly described their torture at the hands of government forces, while family members recounted their relatives' abrupt disappearances. This is the Middle East, friends. While family members recounted their relatives' abrupt disappearances. Who's doing that? She spoke with government officials justifying the imprisonment of activists. Oh, and by the way, Islam jihadist, an extreme radical, just said last week to those in your country, telling his people, the jihadists, extremists, the Muslim Brotherhooders, right, to go ahead and abduct Westerners. To abduct Westerners, friends, to use them. To use them for what? What did they want to use them for? Well, you give us our people back and we'll give you yours back. You give us your people. I'm sorry. We'll take your people and what we'll do is we'll use them as a ransom to get our people back. Wow. And the segment featured harrowing video footage of regime forces shooting unarmed demonstrators, along with the mass arrests of peaceful protesters, and in some, the early 2011 CNN segment on Bahrain presented one of the starkest reports to date of brutal repression embraced by the U.S.-backed regime. Now, let's go back to Libya. The ambassador was using guns. He was funneling guns to your enemies by this administration, friends. The U.S.-backed regime killing their own people. Wait. I thought that's what we were doing over there. I thought we were liberating with our military these countries. No, not at all.
Bringing peace to the world.
Yes. Despite these accolades and despite the dangers their own journalists and their sources endured to produce it, CNN International never broadcast the documentary. Why? Because they were paid not to.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what we need to do? We need to do a show on honor killings.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this will enrage any man in this country. How come we're not talking about this? Folks, you have Muslim Brotherhood trying to infiltrate 28 courts in this country right now, trying to overthrow the U.S. Constitution by implementing, and what are they trying to implement? Sharia law. Folks, you have a Trojan horse, and they're all out.
And just look at CAIR, C-A-I-R.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing.
They are a criminal. They are linked to terrorism.
Yep.
And folks, yet they're there, and they're being protected, mm-hmm. again, by this administration.
And Ms. Pelosi's doing fundraisers with the Muslim Brotherhood. Yep. Hello, the yep. dots all connect.
Yep. To this date, the documentary has never been aired on CNN. Here's a segment of the Baranda Report, and then it goes on and on and on and on.
But this woman had enough guts to stand up.
Yes, she
did. You know,
did.
And some people say, well, you know, you're just braver than I am. No, it's an issue of love.
That's exactly
if
what
you love. Really love, it's not about bravado, your strength, your intellect, your knowledge, none of that. It's about love.
That's right.
You can't do these things unless you do love, and you won't do these things unless you do love. There's nothing else. That's the positive in this whole thing. People say, well, why do you obey Christ? Why do you obey the Constitution? Why are you a good person? Why do you confront evil? It's real simple. It's the secret weapon that everybody talks about nowadays, and it's called love. And love is something that is within you, and
you
it's
mean,
a power that's within you.
Love's not like just all bummed up in your emotions.
But we
and
love
your feelings.
Everybody.
Yeah.
We could just hug
just
them.
Just accept them for who they are.
Hug them
just like
goodness.
I said at the church yesterday, yeah, come to Christ mm-hmm. the way that you are. But go as you're changed.
That's right.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Otherwise, you have not been to Christ.
No,
it's
that's
a different Christ.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a different Christ. You can't but change in His presence. And you can't but come to America and understand the sacrifice of these veterans. And leave the same way that you went in. Unless you're a hardened criminal and you're bent against that sacrifice. But I'll tell you what, folks, even the criminals of this country know that without the sacrifice of our veterans, they couldn't do the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
They're trampling on their blood. They're using their blood. And, folks,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like time that's
but
neutral.
Just keep in
we
mind,
can
just,
use it.
Just keep in mind, though, remember what they said over in the Middle East. Your enemies are saying to the American people that your gods are sports. That's why they are.
Yeah.
Infiltrating your country. Yes.
Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle. Caesar at least gave the bread to the spectators of the gladiator arena.
So is this wannabe Caesar.
And this Caesar does the same, but when you go to stadiums across the country, this is even more shocking. What, it's like $5 for a hot dog? $5 for an additional Coke? And you're paying for it. And then you pay hundreds of dollars for a ticket. And then you paint your body, as we saw the other day when we were out to dinner, two different colors, and you're screaming in the microphone,
our team's number one, man! We're number one! We're number one! Yeah, that's normal, I guess. That's the new normal. But when the preacher's out there preaching against sin, yep. slaying sin,
he's a lunatic.
Because that's his duty before a just and a holy yep. God. Oh, something wrong with that.
He's a radical. He's a zealot. He's a little
Let me get back to Amber really quick. She said this, and I'll end with this. All right? I'll give you the final word. She said she was ordered to report fake stories for CNN, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration for CNN, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the communist left-wing network. CNN said Amber Lyon, award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, who no longer works there, by the way, she said CNN is paid by foreign and U.S. governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She ends with, quote, unquote, the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. The problem is, CNN's president just had to retire.
Yep.
And the polls are just really bad.
Yeah, he's got a
How's that
career
working
change.
Out for? But folks, what I'm saying is don't take it lightly because they're doing it anyways.
That's right. They're taking
they're
that
doing
first
it
amendment,
anyways.
Using it against you. Folks, I encourage you to understand more of what we're talking about for all the Saturday listeners. Pull your kids, save the nation. It's the most recent column that Bradley just did for WorldNet Daily. It's on our Facebook. It's on our Twitter handle. You've got to understand we've got to go to the root of this thing
it's
and hack it down.
It's just the beginning, friends.
We're playing with the branches. Yep. Go to the root and see what will spring forth from that once we do the tearing down.
If I'm going to spend my day, all day, chopping down a tree, you know what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend the first 6 hours sharpening the axe.
By listening to
know what you're doing, friends, and take a swing. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you on, well, we'll talk to you Monday, 2 to 3 cents.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph,
whole body and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.